I've ever seen in that story. The person was half dead and he's laughing her head off. I thought it was great. And the donkey, he didn't need a donkey because the girl just propelled. It was great. So well done. But boys and girls, if you're going to impact other people and help other people, you can't do it by yourself. You need to get a power that's bigger than you. And that's why I'm going to tell you the story I'm going to tell you. You see, once upon a time, the Lord Jesus was sat by a well. He was thirsty. No, not Friday, thirsty. That was a joke. Oh, no, mad. And he was sat there, and guess what? A lady came along. Well, she wasn't much of a lady. A woman came along. And she carried this big pitcher. I don't mean a pitcher. I mean a pitcher, a vase, okay. Or if you're from the south of England, sort of beyond Staffordshire, a vase, they say down there, okay. All right. And she carried this big sort of jug, right? And Jesus said to her, give me a drink. And she went like this. How is it that you ask me for a drink? Because you are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. You see, boys and girls, the Jews didn't talk to the Samaritans. They didn't think very much of them. But Jesus, who was a Jew, said to this lady, this woman, give me to drink. She went, eh? Why is he speaking to me? Why is that man speaking to me? And she said, how is it that you, being a Jew, speak to me? Now, she thought he was only a Jew. But as Jesus began to speak to her, she thought, he knows more than I was letting on for. Because not only was he a Jew by birth, but he said to her, go and get your husband and bring him here. And she said this, I haven't got a husband. And then Jesus said something about her that she didn't even know he knew. You've got five. Five husbands. This man said to his friend, I haven't spoken to my wife for 3 weeks. I didn't wish to interrupt. Interesting, isn't it? Well, she had five husbands. How about that? And guess what happened next? She said, I can see that you are a prophet. Then she went on to say, we know the Messiah's coming, who's going to tell us everything. And Jesus said, I who speak to you am he. He was claiming to be God in a body. Anyway, he sat on the well and along comes this woman. And Jesus said, give me to drink. And you know what? He never did get a drink. She said, how is it you being a Jew speak to me? Jesus said this to her. See this water here? If you drink this, you will thirst again. But the water that I will give you will be in you, welling up to eternal life. In other words, you'll carry life with you. Now, boys and girls, I want to tell you something really powerful already. Not many people have got life. Now, I know you sat there thinking, I know you should come to my school. Look at the teachers, they're all dinosaurs, you know. All right, they're not really. Okay. But here's the point. You can live, but you might not have life. So you've got a shell, can run up and down. But inside, you need a new power. It's a bit like having a torch and no batteries. I mean, what can you do with a torch and no batteries? Well, you can see in the dark, I suppose, if you see what I mean. But you can't, can you? Because the problem needs a power on the inside. Jesus said, look, the water I will give you, the life I will give you, will be in you, welling up to eternal life. Now, here's my question, ready? Did you know there's the life of God that can come and live in you. How about that? So if you want to be a good Samaritan in life and you want to do the things that naturally we don't want to do, love and care for people, do you know what? You need a power source to do it. And you know the Lord Jesus, he can give you life eternal. The question is, do you want it? Now, I'll tell you something else. This woman said, okay, give me this water. At that point, Jesus said, go and get your husband and bring him here. She went like this. I haven't got a husband. And that's when Jesus said, I know you've got five. I met an Irish man. He said, I'd been married to four women. Four richer, four poorer. He went on, 16 in total, he went on to tell me. But here's the point. How about this? Jesus said, if you want living water, bring your husband. She thought, hey, what's the connection between this living water I can have and my, well, wrong relationship? You see, boys and girls, for her, she'd made a mess in her life. She'd done some things wrong. And that separated her from Jesus and this life. So for her, he said, bring your husband and bring him here. Now, I'll tell you something. When I was growing up, there was one group of people I didn't like. Now, who do you think they might be? Don't go and say Liverpool fans, because Jesus said, love your enemies. So there we go. Go on. Come on. I'll give you a clue. Not bees. To be or not to be. No, not bees. Come on. That weren't a very good clue, by the way. Hey? No, not wasps. To wasp or not to wasp. No, not wasps. Yeah.
William Shakespeare.
I beg your pardon? William Shakespeare. Well, yes. Yes, well, I didn't quite meet him, actually, in life. Wasn't quite that school. But, boys and girls, I'll tell you, that wasn't a very good impression. It was given to throw you off the scent. It was the dentist. And I had to go to the dentist to have a filling. Horrible. Do you hate them? They're quite nice, really, but there's more pain in the pocket than the gum these days, you might know, but never mind about that. Anyway, here we go. Right, you didn't get that, but never mind. Now, are you ready? I went to the dentist, and my dentist was from Ireland. His name was O'Reilly. Not O'Reilly, O'Reilly. That was his name, Mr. O'Reilly. And you know what? He said, Vinny, you need a filling. So he gave me an appointment. Well, on the day of the appointment, it was always Friday, and I got my Friday appointment. I was really shaking. I was at school thinking, oh, no, I've got to go to the dentist's. I set off, and I went on the bus, and I got there, and I thought, right. And I walked into Mr. O'Reilly's office. Not O'Reilly, no O'Reilly. That was his name. And I said, well, I'm here. And he said, well, sit in the chair. And then I said this. I would like the filling. No, I didn't say that. But I said that after when they give you that water. You've been, haven't you? Now, listen. I said, I would like the filling. But I don't want the injection. He looked at me. I don't know what he thought. Don't do this, kids, but a filling without an injection is pretty, pretty painful. So off went his drill. Zzz, that was my bee earlier on, you know, that you didn't get. All right? And I'm sat there thinking, oh, it's not too bad. Oh! I was thinking it weren't too bad. And do you know what he did? He put his drill on the bad bit in my tooth. Instant rapture. Whoosh! I nearly went up to heaven. Boys and girls, yow. Do you know what? When I came out the dentist, there was a bit of pain. But 2 weeks later, I was really pleased I'd been. Do you know why? I had to put up with the bad so I could get the good. Pain relief. Do you know Jesus? He said, if you want living water, you've got to face up to something. And for that woman, it was a wrong relationship. Hear this. And this woman said, I'll take the living water. And you know what? Jesus said it's a gift. And you come to a point in your life when the living water becomes yours. Now, look, I'll ask my friend from the chess club, Peter. Peter, I know you're knocking 50-ish. Okay. But what age were you when you got the life of Jesus in your heart?
I was about 5 or 6.
5 or 6? Well, he's only little. Unless he was born that size, I don't know. I wasn't there. But, you know. Now, where's my friend Simon? Simon, where are you? Oh, he's at the back there. He's playing at left back. I think it's Kojak, but don't tell me that. Yes. Come on. Simon, I know you're much younger than Peter, but what age were you when you got living water? 25, so he's 5 years older than chess club. Now, where's Karen? Oh, I'll ask Keith. Now, boys and girls, we've got a real living dinosaur in the corner, Keith over there. Do you know why he sits near the door? Because he hadn't got far to go home, see? You know, because he only moves about this fast. And that's on a good day. Now, listen, Keith. I know that you're the last survivor of the Titanic, but don't tell anybody. Listen, what age were you when you got living water? He was 14. You see, 5, 25, 14, and me 19. That means you come to a time in your life and you say, Lord Jesus, I would like you to forgive me, and I would like you to give me living water, to give you a new power to start life, to do the things like being a good Samaritan that you can't be. But my last thing is this. Excuse me. Do we have detentions in school, Simon? Or just electric chairs and death row? What do we give out in this church? Sunday school, yes. Sunday school. Oh, see. Okay. Hey, boys and girls, just look this way. You ready? Now, there came a time in Jesus' life and he said this. I thirst. When did he say that? I'm thirsty, I thirst. Here's a clue. When he was nailed to the cross, Jesus said, I thirst. And all of on the inside was dried up so that you can be forgiven. And his blood was shed so that you can have life eternal. And Jesus says, if you look to me, receive me, ask me to forgive you, put faith in my word and me, you'll have living water. Now, I'm going to finish and tell you a sad true story. Do you know, last week in Oregon, in the USA, a very naughty man shot some people in a school. But one of the girls, called Lacey, survived, and she was in the classroom where it happened. And her dad was told by Lacey what happened. And her dad is a pastor of a church in Oregon. And he came on the telly, and I've seen the interview, and I made lots of notes on it. And this is what he said. Lacey has told me that sadly the teacher was shot. And then he said to all the students, get into the middle of the floor and lie down. So all this class of students, about the age of 19, 20, 21, had to lie on the floor. And then very sadly, he shot a boy in the class. It's an awful thing to do because God says you shall not murder because it causes pain for everybody. And when the boy was shot, Lacey said, I am convinced he covered my body and he landed on me. So she was on the floor, covered in blood. And then the gunman said to somebody in the classroom, do you think she's dead? And the man froze, he couldn't say anything. And the gunman never shot Lacey because the blood of the first man covered her. Do you know when Jesus was on the cross? His blood can wash your sins whiter than snow. Isn't that good? But he won't do it unless you're asking him to come and live in your life and change you. And then he gives you life and living water. Now I'm going to finish there. But if you want to ask Jesus to be your saviour, don't put it off. Do it when you can, soon as you can. But only do it if you mean it. Otherwise it won't work. And you might be 91, or you might be 5, 6, like Peter. You might be 100 one day, who knows? But you need to ask Jesus to forgive you and live within you. Thank you for listening. And can I say at the end, for any of the adults, if you want to know more about this Christian faith, I've brought a book called Before You Say, I Do Not Believe, Have You Considered? And it's all about considering the alternative to having a Christian faith. So thank you for listening. And now I think, Peter, we're going over to Penny.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you want this?
Thank you for that. No, you're fine, actually, with that. Right, Sam, such an important, thank you for that, Vinny, and the most important decision that we'll ever make in the whole of